In this bulletin, new changes to the National Disability Insurance Scheme pass Parliament. Tim Walz formally accepts the Democratic vice presidential nomination. And in tennis, Australia has the highest number of players in the final round of qualifying for the US Open in 30 years. With the latest SBS News, I'm Bila Khan. Disability advocacy groups are concerned after new changes to the NDIS scheme passed Parliament. The bill will change how people with a disability use funding and what services they can access. The federal government says the bill aims to control the cost of the $46 billion scheme, which was due to surpass the cost of Medicare within 2 years if no changes were adopted. Advocacy groups are concerned about how the changes will impact people with a disability. Mark Peach is a board member of Physical Disability Australia and an NDIS participant. He says the reforms fail to address systemic issues.
I know that the current government's primary concern is around the cost of the NDIS. Though in terms of our communities and families, we're looking at people's human lives and rights. Day in, day out, myself and others that work in the sector but also a part of the disability community hear heart-wrenching stories of neglect, of bureaucracy and hoops that people have to jump through just to find a little bit of dignity.
In the United States, Tim Walz says it's the honour of his life to formally accept the nomination to be the Democratic Party's vice presidential candidate. Speaking at the Democratic National Convention, the former teacher and National Guard soldier outlined his life story and dream for America. He finished his speech with a commitment to labour rights, more healthcare, as well as abortion access.
One phone call at a time, one door knock at a time, one $5 donation at a time. That's how we'll keep moving forward. That's how we'll build a country where workers come first. Healthcare and housing are human rights. And the government stays the hell out of your bedroom.
ABC Managing Director David Anderson will depart the public broadcaster after his leadership came under internal scrutiny. Mr. Anderson was appointed to a second term in the role in 2023, but will now step down once a replacement is found. It follows the decision to fire broadcaster Antoinette Latouf over an Instagram post on the Gaza war. The ABC board rejects the union's claim and passed a unanimous vote of confidence in Mr. Anderson. More than a dozen trucks from aid agencies have crossed into Sudan to bring relief items into the areas of the Darfur region that are threatened with famine. Global monitors say more than 6 million people face food insecurity across the region, and it's declared that famine's already taken hold in North Darfur's Zamzam camp. The region is mostly controlled by the Rapid Support Forces, the army's rival in a 16-month war. United Nations spokesman Stephane Dujarric says the deliveries are expected to help those who are facing starvation.
WFP says their trucks were carrying sorghum, pulses, oil and rice that will benefit some 13,000 people who are at risk of famine in the Kerenike area of West Darfur. For its part, IOM says the essential relief items delivered to Sudan will support more than 12,000 people in need.
Scientists say human and animal habitats will further overlap across more than half of the land on Earth by 2070. They say it could lead to a greater risk of pandemics and also to a loss of biodiversity. Research published in the Science Advances Journal shows the overlap is the result of human population growth. The authors say it means conservation strategies should involve targeted land use plans. And to sport and tennis, Australia's promising US Open build-up continues, with tenacious Talia Gibson leading 7 Australian players into the final round of qualifying. It's the largest number in 30 years. Gibson saved a match point in a tense deciding super tiebreaker before pulling off a 6-3, 1-6, 7-6 victory over American Hannah Chang in an epic encounter stretching over 2 hours and 15 minutes. A 20-year-old from Perth who also progressed to the final qualifying round at Wimbledon next faces Spanish player Marina Bassols Rivera for a spot in the main draw of an overseas Grand Slam for the first time. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.